All right. Well, hi, everybody. It's Josh Wagner, Wondering to Work. I actually filmed something this morning and then the audio and the video were not synced up, so I'm going to do it again. So I'm not wondering to work. I'm wondering at work. It's my lunch hour, so I thought I would take a little time to re-record this. So anyway, what I was talking about this morning, my first attempt at this was I read this. There's this great website that I go to called Kick-Ass Facts. That's right. And I'll link it in the description and stuff. But it's a great website. I love it. It's read it every day. There's all sorts of interesting things there. And the other day I was reading about, I was reading their random list of facts, and they had this story about these trees that they were raising in a biosphere, in like a biodome. Not the Pauly Shore biodome, by the way, which is an awful movie from the 90s. Anyway, so they were raising these trees and they had the perfect environment. They had the perfect soil, the perfect amount of sunlight, the perfect amount of oxygen and nitrogen, the perfect amount of sunlight. All of these things were the perfect amounts. And the trees, you know, in this perfect environment would grow up. And then inevitably what would happen is once the tree got too big, it fell down. And they couldn't figure out why in the heck the trees were falling down until they figured out that in the biodome, in the biosphere, they had all the perfect environment except for one thing. There was no wind because they were inside of a biodome. And what happened was because the trees didn't have any wind, the trees didn't have to grow strong in the wind. And when they got to a certain point, they were weak. They had no integrity and they would fall down. And so the scientists realized that the trees needed the stress and the tension of the wind in order to grow strong enough to not fall over. So I just think that that's really fascinating for a variety of reasons. One is that, you know, we view stress and tension, and I'm going to talk more about tension, that specific word, at some point, but let's just talk generally about stress at this point. We see stress as this bad thing. Like, I'm stressed out. I don't want to be stressed. And, you know, we want to do everything we can. And ideally, our lives would be one where we didn't work and we could sit on a beach all day and never have to worry about another thing. Well, I don't know about you. I can only handle I love beach vacations, but I can only handle sitting on the beach for about 5 days. And then I start getting stir crazy. Then I start stressing out about not having anything to do. And I want to go back to my life. I want to go back to Ohio. I want to go back to my friends, you know, that kind of thing. I want to go back to the stressors in my life, the bills and all that kind of stuff. Because it's funny because you can't do that. But you need the stress in your life. The stress is something that's actually not bad. Now, I know this. I don't like stress. And stressful situations bother me just like they bother anybody else. But I'll link this TED Talk. There's this TED Talk by this Dr. Kelly McGonigal, and she talks about stress being your friend. And I heard it just a few months ago for the first time. I listened to it recently. And this tree thing about the biosphere, the biodome, actually reminded me of that they, in her talk, she talks about stress being your friend. They took two groups of people, and one group of people thought stress was bad, and one group of people thought stress was actually good and encouraging. And when they did medical tests on these folks that had a bad idea about what stress was, they actually found that their blood vessels had constricted and that their hearts were going bad. And they test these people over time as exactly what they viewed stress to be. And the people that viewed stress as a positive thing, they stayed at least as healthy, if not a little healthier. That they saw stress as something that encouraged them, that say they saw some stress as something that got them going, that they saw stress as something that got them moving and changing and growing and being stronger. And I think that that's really, really valuable. And again, I'm going to link that talk in the description. It's very, very much worth your time because she shows all the science behind this. But I thought about all the times that I've been stressed out in my life. And stress is a constant thing, and I don't like stress any more than anybody else. But maybe I need to reframe it. Like, maybe I need to have this idea where, hi, it's my coworker walking by. Maybe I need to have this idea that stress is actually something that helps me, gets me motivated. Now I'm thinking about all the stressful times in my life. I think about all the times that I've lost people have come into my life or left my life or lost this or something didn't turn out the way that I wanted to. And of course, there's been a lot of stress like that in my own life. And I imagine yours as well. But looking back, you know, I by no means am trying to say that I'm done, but I'm the person I am today because of those stressors. I can handle other stress. I can handle other difficulties. I can handle other people and things. And I'm getting better at that always. And of course, there's always new stressors. I just went myself through a major stressor in the last year. But I'm better for it. I'm on the other side of it. And it's really something good. And I can't imagine living my life without some stress, without some challenge. And again, I'm not looking for stress. I'm not looking for challenge. But at the same time, I can be grateful for the challenges that I've had because they make me the person that I am. They make me a better person than I would have been without those stressors, like when my dad died or when I had to move or when, you know, I've made a major life change in my life or something like that. So think about that. Think about and share them in the comments if you want to share kind of some of your stressors that have been, you know, turned out really good, you know, where it might have been a death to one part of your life, but like a renovation or a resurrection or something in the new part of your life, you know, or some kind of stressor that made it very difficult on you at one point, but you look back and you say, wow, without that, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. So just those are my thoughts about this. I like that idea of the trees needed stress to get strong. And I looked at my own life and thought, you know, I don't like stress, but the times that I have been the most under stress, under tension, under pressure are the times when I have grown the most. And that's where it happens. Growth happens in the middle of stress. I put this on Facebook a few days ago, where I got this idea. And one of the people, I think it was Tom, said that it's a disequilibrium. When you're growing, it's a disequilibrium. We like to have this sort of thing, but at the same time, we have to grow. And that means that there's going to be growing pains. So I'm grateful for the growing pains. I don't seek them out, but, sometimes I do. Sometimes, you know, like when you're working in the gym or something and you're stressing out your muscles, that's where the growth happens. Well, the same thing happens in our relationships, in our work, in our life. And it's just really interesting, where we go with that. Now I'm going to wonder about other things here, not just, you know, personal. I really like human beings a lot, so I'm going to have a lot of that. But I just saw something the other day or something this morning on the internet, right after I got into my office, that because I do a lot of stuff with social media, that they're detecting like these radio bursts from outer space. And it's really kind of a cool thing. So I might talk about that next time. Or aliens or dogs. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But thank you for joining me. You can follow me on Instagram at Wondering to Work. You can follow me on YouTube. You can follow me on Facebook. You can send me a homing pigeon, whatever you like. But thank you for joining me at Wondering to Work. I'll see you later. Bye.